Before the Mehdi, widespread slaughter will come to pass and great strife will be seen. There were two great world wars in the last century, and in these alone, 65 million people lost their lives. It is believed that the number of people killed for political reasons throughout the whole of the 20th century is more than 180 million. That is an extraordinarily high figure compared to the periods that had gone before. In addition, the most important feature of these wars and conflicts was mass slaughter in the manner described in the Hadith. Another Hadith draws particular attention to the fact that this slaughter will be aimed at the innocent. The Mehdi will not emerge until innocent people are slaughtered, and he will appear when the slaughter is finally unbearable on the earth and in the skies. The choosing of people who are unable to defend themselves in wars and ethnic conflicts is the reason why such conflicts are so widespread and why so many people have lost their lives in them. Terrorist attacks in recent times have also added to the slaughter. Terrorism aims at spreading fear and despair among people. And with its attacks aimed directly at the civilian population, it has created the climate in which the words of the Hadith come about. Perhaps the very worst terrorist incident in world history was the September 11, 2001 attacks on New York and Washington. When we look at the outcomes of these attacks, we see a strong parallel with another of the Prophet's Hadiths. Dusty, smoky, dark strife will be seen, and others will follow this. It will be recalled that terrible clouds of smoke rose up as a result of the explosions caused by the crashing planes, and that the plumes of smoke were tall enough to be seen from a very long way away. The buildings that collapsed as a result of the explosions caused an even larger dust cloud, covering people and the streets around in dust. The way that this incident, one of the worst terrorist attacks in history, happened at a time close to other portents and bore considerable similarities to the description given in the Hadith, means it may be regarded as another of the signs of the coming of the Mehdi. God knows best, of course.